Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's bring on Dustin here. Let's go. I don't know what you wanted to do, but bring on Dustin.
No, I told him to defend his point.
What point about what?
What we led the show with yesterday, or what we did 40 minutes, I say, Mitch Trubisky.
What does Dustin think about Jim and Pam?
Love them. Greatest television couple ever.
Oh, my God. That's even dumber than anything you got to say about Mitch Trubisky.
First off, you guys take everything out of context because this was a caller that brought it up. And we ended up just kind of having a conversation about it. It wasn't as though like I'm like, oh, they got to sign Mitch Trubisky or something like that. You guys, of course, in the morning just want to blow everything out of proportion and throw me under the bus like I'm some Mitch Trubisky fan.
And throw you
under
the bus.
All that I've said is that Baker has not been that good this year, and he's going into year five, and they've got to have options, whether it be draft somebody in the first or second round in this upcoming draft, or bring in some competition. I love the idea of Jimmy G if San Francisco moves on from him. And somebody brought up Mitch Trubisky, and I thought that might make some sense considering he's on a one-year deal for $2.5 million. You could get him here for nothing, for peanuts on the dollar, just to compete with Baker, just to push Baker. Why the hell not? It's a low-risk, high-reward situation. And the caller brought it up, and I thought it was a decent idea. It wasn't like I was like, oh, they got to go get Trubisky. No, that wasn't the thought. It was brought up by a caller. We entertained it for a segment or two, and then everyone on social media goes nuts, and I get all these hate tweets. Oh, Trubisky sucks. Well, yeah, he hasn't been good. I get it. But he's been on the Bears, which was an awful team. He's not playing for the Buffalo Bills. He does have talent. He was drafted very high for a reason. That's all I'm saying. I mean, why wouldn't you want competition for
now? Question: where does Case Keenum factor in any of this? Isn't he under contract next year?
Doesn't matter. He's not the future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so you think there's still a chance Mitch Trubisky could be the future?
I mean, the guy's 27 years old. He's played for a bad franchise in Chicago, and
so you're going Ryan Tannehill on this. You're thinking this is the right Tannehill.
Baker Mayfield to me right now is in the Marcus Mariota situation. And that's what they did in Tennessee, and it worked out. I'm not saying that Trubisky is definitely going to do that, but it's an option for, like, nothing, for pennies on the dollar.
So let me ask that. This is where it gets complicated because I'm not – you know, who knows? We all saw the same Mitch Trubisky stuff. And there were – you know, he had success his sophomore year. They won – you know, the team won, like, I think 12 games. He won 11 of them, I think.
Yeah, he went to the playoffs.
Yeah, he went to the playoffs, just like Baker last year. Went to the playoffs, won with a bad organization, and we see what's happened this year with the injuries, and it just hasn't been good. The problem with Baker, and maybe this is the case with most starting quarterbacks are alphas, but we know Baker has no problem getting something off his chest while other players might not be. Personality-wise, Baker can be prickly, so there are guys that absolutely love him in that locker room. I wouldn't be shocked if there are guys that maybe don't necessarily love him in that locker room just because he has he has that commanding personality. He has no problem. You remember the Duke Johnson thing. Remember the Myles Garrett thing. He has no problem telling people when he doesn't agree with them.
Right.
So when you bring somebody else into that locker room, when we've been told, we were talking about putting him on the side of the Sherwin-Williams building. We were talking about putting him up there in the same esteem as LeBron James because of how he had seized hold of the city. Can you bring somebody else in and still have Baker Mayfield here when you had given him the organization and said, this is all yours?
Well, Andrew Berry hasn't given him anything. I don't think that they've given him the franchise yet. He's under contract for this year. He's under contract for next year. They haven't given him an extension. They're signing every offensive lineman they've got. They're signing every running back they've got. Like, you don't think that a guy like Trubisky would fit into Stefanski's offense where they wouldn't ask him to do a whole lot? He's bigger. He's got a big arm and could compete. Like, if Baker can't take it.
Lenny's mobile. I mean, he obviously is a lot more.
He's way more mobile than Baker Mayfield. And I'm not writing off Baker, but, like, I'm just saying the franchise has to have some sort of a backup plan here. The backup plan's not Case Keenum.
Well, that I think that's interesting, Dustin. Ken is just taking himself out of the conversation.
Hi, Ken.
He's furious right now.
I think that idea sucks.
Is it that it's Mitch that sucks? Because, like, Jimmy Garoppolo could run this offense. And you can make the argument.
By the way, Kyle Shanahan with Jimmy Garoppolo as a starting quarterback, 26-14.
And he went to the Super Bowl.
Yes. The only problem with Garoppolo is his health.
Yes.
Garoppolo's a baller.
That question that you just posed, though, can you go into next season
and
your whole plan is just this year Baker doesn't get hurt?
I don't think you can. I mean, people may hate Michael Lombardi, and that's fine for what he did in Cleveland this first time. The guy's a genius. Belichick doesn't just trust people that aren't smart at football. He talks about it all the time. You've got to have somebody waiting in the wings, somebody to compete. You always draft quarterbacks. You've got to have somebody there just in case. And the Browns next year are going to be in year 5, and they've got to have something there just in case. That's all I'm saying.
Ken, what? Counterpoint?
I don't want to make a counterpoint. I don't want to talk about it.
You want to talk Maction?
No, I want to ask
maybe.
I want to ask you about Jarvis Landry.
Want to talk about Tom Arth, how he got screwed?
Okay, floor is yours.
Oh, my God. This is getting worse.
Got screwed.
Okay. How do you get screwed?
Dude takes over the worst job in football. Terry Bowden gave him no recruits. All he did was get these JUCO transfers to come in or transfers from other schools. Basically gave up on the program. Tom takes it over. He starts to turn things around. Then a pandemic hits, and they have an awful season. And then you look at what they've done this year, Ken, they've got a quarterback now, finally. And they fire the guy.
It took the first guy to get hurt, didn't it?
What's that?
Didn't it take their first guy to get hurt?
Well, I mean, Cato Nelson's been there forever, and he's just – I don't know. But, I mean, Zach Gibson looks like a really good player, and I think Arth got screwed. I've talked to parents of players. They're pissed off.
I'm not even passionate about the ordeal. That's the weird thing about it. I'm like, he had his chance. Things sucked. I didn't think it was getting any better. What the hell? Like, I don't even have a problem with the guy. It's not like I have a problem with the guy. Like, if it was Rob Ionello and you were telling me he got screwed over, I'd be in a lather right now. It's like, Tom Arth, fine enough guy. And it's not like he's going to fail upward. He'll end up with the Chargers or something like that. That'll be fine.
I almost got in a fight with the defensive coordinator from Mississippi State yesterday.
Hey, yeah. Hold on. Are you allowed to say this yet? Or do we got to wait till next week?
I should wait.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're going to bring you on next week. Can you do that?
Here's the problem is I'm going to run. This guy's like 35 years old, so I'm going to run into him again at some point. But you know, it's just one of those deals where, I mean, I almost had to say, like, you know, you seem about as interested in this call as I am. So we'll see you later. So,
hey, do us a favor during the call on Saturday. Just lay it out there. Go, if we can get Rudy Martsky to pay attention to it and put it out there. Go. You know what? I was talking to this defensive coordinator, you know, and he said, when we play well, we're good. Can we do that? Can you do that for us?
I literally said to him after 9 minutes of the call, I said, Coach, do you have anything positive to say about any of your players? and I take these things very serious, and our time is very important. And it's the guy had, I'll just save it.
I can't wait. Oh, Tennessee State, Mississippi State.
Eddie George?
Yeah.
The nicest guy in the world.
Okay, you can do me a favor. If he comes to Akron, can you tell him to not bring you know who? Because if he brings you know who, I'm out.
You know Hugh?
I'm not saying his name. If he brings you know who, I'm done. I'm cutting off ties.
Kenny.
By the way, I told my producer, I'm like, hey, Hugh doesn't like me. I don't really like him. You don't really need him on the call.
Oh, that would have been great, though. Are you kidding me?
Yes!
He would have done that on national television if you could have put that call on television. He would have absolutely done that. Man. Doesn't it have to be programmed ahead of your own vitriol? Should it be programmed first? And if Hugh Jackson could come in and help save the Akron Zips as the OC or quarterback coach or whatever role he's been relegated to, don't
you
have
to be with my support
to the football team? Period.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I swear to you, I'm not wearing anything Akron as long as that guy does. I'll tell you that right now. Boom. I can barely fit into the clothes.
I'm still waiting for Tom Arc to send me a care package.
He should send you something.
Well, he's probably just going to send you his old stuff he can't wear anymore.
I just wanted that script Akron hoodie.
It's nice.
He should carry you some Icy Hot because you're all sore after carrying all that water for him. Boom.
Whatever. You don't like Tom Arc?
I like Tom Arc. That's the thing. I don't think he's a bad guy.
He's a great guy. Got screwed.
He got 3 years. He got three years.
COVID year. Man. COVID year doesn't count.
COVID year doesn't count. He got 2 years.
All right. No, that's fine.
And I feel bad for my boy Devin Jordan, too, who's the wide receivers coach. He's a great coach. Really, really good coach. Talented guy. Hopefully he lands on his feet. But, like, I don't know. That's my opinion. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
No, I got something to text you after this, though. Okay, so check
it out. Yeah, okay. I got to catch a flight, boys. I'm going to Starkville.
Safe travels.
Have fun, Dustin.
Mike Leach was a peach, by the way.
Was he?
Yeah. you want the story?
No. We'll save it for the air. Save it for the TV show.
No, I can tell you a funny story if you got a minute.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Go ahead.
I got time.
So he shows up 15 minutes late for the call, and his SID is like, I don't know where he's at. I mean, he went home for a little bit. Like, he's on his own program, and he's like, I'm gonna call him, and we're on a Zoom call, and so all of a sudden this random number just pops up. It's not a video. It's just a phone call, like on a Zoom. And he comes on the call, and he's just hacking up a lung. And I'm like, Coach, you okay there, bud? He's like, I don't know. He's like, I haven't really had a cough, but I don't know. I don't know. And then we went on for about 7 minutes with him, and that's about all we got. We actually asked him a funny question about, because my partner and I had an idea to wear the exact same suit and the exact same tie for every single game for the entire season.
Yeah.
To see if anybody would
notice. Let's see if anybody notices. Yeah.
Yeah. And we asked Mike Leach the question, and we were like, hey, if you wear the same thing every day for the entire year, would anybody notice? He's like, no, I'm thinking. He's like, well, I don't think anyone noticed. I actually had to change. I was a little cold last week. I had to change my sweatshirt for the first time. I'm like, you're a peach, Coach Leach. He's the best.
I wonder if Leach is getting annoyed that people are prompting him to try to bring the funny. Like, if you ask a stand-up comedian, like, hey, be funny. Why aren't you being funny?
He's still a football coach. Like, he's got times he's got to be serious. That type.
Yeah, I know. I love you guys. Thanks for taking my call.
We love you, too. I disagree with you. I just, listen, maybe Mitch Trubisky is a possibility. And I'll put Dustin on hold. Go ahead.
You guys are going to talk about this and probably make fun of me when I hang up. That's fine. Oh. I won't pay attention. I'll be on a flight. But it's just an option. Look at your options, guys. Don't go into next season, and you guys can talk about this all day, but don't go into next season with just Baker. Case Keenum's not the answer. He's a backup quarterback. He's here for that reason and that reason only.
Apparently that's not the reason, because Baker's the most injured he's been. He scored 17 points or less in 5 of 7, and yet he's going to play this week and barely practice? Oh, that's good.
You want a hot take?
We'll talk about it. Hurry. We have to go. Hurry.
Bench him.
Okay.
Have the surgery now, get him healthy, play Keenan the rest of the year.
You could sell that story.
That's
a story you could sell.
Dustin Fox on hold now, 2 to 7. 2 to 7.
You had to put him on hold.
On the hotline.
About last night coming up next, I just got to explain. I'm not interested. North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. I'm just not interested in having that conversation. I'll tell you why. Coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.